1 Peter 5, 5 and 6. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud, and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. A uniform often signifies authority. A soldier standing guard has the authority to turn people away. The policeman directs traffic, and with the wave of his hand, sends cars in another direction. But a uniform doesn't always mean authority. The waiter in his uniform in the restaurant is there to serve. The usher at the concert is there to help you find your seat. So some uniforms mean one thing, and some just the opposite. In this passage, the Apostle Peter admonishes us to be clothed with humility. I was recently told an interesting thing about the Apostle's choice of words here. When he says, be clothed, he uses a word that is only used once in the New Testament, and that's right here. It is the word for the slave's white apron that was tied around them to distinguish them from free men. It was the mark of servitude. Peter tells us to gird ourselves to serve one another wearing the slave's garment of humility. It makes you wonder if the picture of Christ was in Peter's mind as he recalled the time his Lord girded himself with a towel and taught his disciples, and especially Peter, that graphic lesson in humility. So then, as our lives are adorned with the garment of humility, our service for Christ will be joyful and pleasant because of the grace of God that will flow into and through our lives. Conversely, the proud will find it tough going. God will set himself against them. Think of the picture the Apostle Peter paints for us as the people of God, each of us wearing the garment of humility in the service of others. The people to whom Peter was writing were suffering under persecution. He had written to them to encourage, comfort, and strengthen them during this hour of trial. But here he gives them a subtle warning. In addition to all they were facing, wouldn't it be a horrible calamity to wake up one day and find that God himself had organized all the forces of heaven against them? Pride, Peter says, is deadly. God resists the proud. But his grace is given to the humble. And thus they could find refuge under the mighty hand of God, as he would actively take their part to shield and protect them. As you and I read these verses, it becomes obvious to us that a personal application is needed. We need to take stock, to take inventory of our lives, and see if we are wearing the garments of pride or humility. May God bless you as you fill your life with his word.